Chapter 8, 2025 to 2028 Initiatives. In delivering our access and inclusion strategy, we have priorities that help strategically guide our activities within the plan's timeframe. Our people. Empowering passionate people to make a difference. We communicate best practices on access and inclusion. Initiative 2.1. Conduct regular reviews of access and inclusion guidelines, principles, and standards every 2 years at a minimum, or as required to capture legislative and regulatory change. Initiative 2.2. Embed access and inclusion themes and publish key milestones from our access and inclusion plan within our internal communications and externally, such as within our annual report, Westpac Wire, and via notifications to peak bodies to promote these outcomes and drive a cultural shift towards equal access for everyone, including those with disability or who are neurodivergent. Initiative 2.3. Gather insights from Westpac's continuous improvement platform related to accessibility. By addressing pain points, we can better serve our people with disability in the outcome of driving positive change. This feedback loop helps ensure our products and services evolve to meet the diverse needs of customers and employees, fostering an inclusive and respectful environment for all. Initiative 2.4. Identify opportunities to better incorporate access and inclusion considerations for people with disability or who are neurodivergent within Westpac's group sustainability strategies, policies, and/or processes. Initiative 2.5. Continuously collaborate with diversity, equity, and inclusion and ABLE Employee Advocacy Group to amplify access and inclusion for people with disability or who are neurodivergent within their respective strategies. We foster a disability-confident workplace through training and information. Initiative 2.6. Our people undertake disability confidence and accessibility training tailored to specific roles to equip them with the skills necessary to identify the diverse needs of our customers and our people and to deliver our banking services with sensitivity, respect, and compassion. Initiative 2.7. We will host at least one accessibility immersion event per annum for our people to gain insights from speakers with lived experience of disability or who are neurodivergent. The event aims to bring to life the importance of embedding accessibility into what Westpac delivers for our customers, people, and community. Initiative 2.8. Westpac's Access and Inclusion team and Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion collaborate in establishing an accessibility champion cohort across the organisation in embedding access and inclusion in employee teams. We strive for a workplace that is diverse, equitable, and inclusive. Initiative 2.9. Use the outcomes from the annual Inclusion and Diversity Survey to strengthen our workplace, to foster greater diversity and inclusion for people with disability or who are neurodivergent, so our people feel valued, respected, and safe. Initiative 2.10. Continue to embed diverse hiring practices to address talent gaps and broaden perspectives within our employee base. Initiative 2.11. Uplift the disability confidence of Westpac's talent acquisition team by conducting annual accessibility training. Initiative 2.12. Embed access and inclusion within the life cycle of Westpac's graduate program, including during the attraction phase, in recruitment, onboarding, and throughout a graduate's program experience. Initiative 2.13. We strive to embed inclusive design in all new and updated learning offerings, inviting employees to share accessibility needs, empowering them to navigate their professional development independently. Initiative 2.14. We expect all procured learning services and tools meet Westpac Group's inclusive design guidelines to support accessible professional development, leadership, and coaching environments. Initiative 2.15. Encourage our people to build to their social leadership skills by joining community ambassador and board observer programs, focusing on social enterprises and community organizations in the disability sector. Initiative 2.16. Continue to encourage and upskill leaders on workplace adjustments and their ability to implement these for employees with disability or who are neurodivergent who request them.